in traffic, had his pocket picked. Knocked away by Colton Hall to Ostrowski. Ostrowski to the rim. He's fouled, and he just had it roll off the rim. Ostrowski could have had a chance for a three-point play there. Instead, Ethan Ostrowski to the free throw line. The Evergreens leading by one. And the foul is on Stevler. He's a sophomore who gets a lot of playing time for Stevens Point. Senior Ethan Ostrowski, two free throws, and the first is no good right off the back bracket. Evergreens already have five players in the scoring column here. Keaton Edwards will get a break. Logan Ebersold comes in. Second free throw from Ostrowski. No good. Missed them both. Colton Hall gets the offensive rebound for the Evergreens. Back out to Cade Sievertson. So the Evergreens get a free look at the basket. 1 point lead down low to Ostrowski. He's double teamed. Goes back out to Colton Hall. Drives in. Foul line extended. Baseline. Ostrowski kick out. Three. Good! Go figure that. Ethan Ostrowski misses two from the foul line and then hits the three from the corner. 17-13. Smash breaks full court pressure. 3-on-2 down the floor. And Bryce Pelkey, who came in during the stoppage, scores for Stevens Point. 17-15. Now under 10 minutes to play in the first half. Hallenbeck, split defender, still has his dribble down low. No look pass back out to the corner, Colton Hall. Hall almost turned that ball over. Now Hall went down to his knees, hadn't used his dribble yet, now gets it back out to Hallenbeck. Spash shows man-to-man defense. Logan Ebersold with the first touch, over to Hallenbeck. Evergreens by two and the ball. Spash has not led, but the Evergreens have had zero separation. Their biggest lead, 5 points. Sievertson to Ebersold, down low to Hallenbeck, had that almost knocked away. Hallenbeck retrieves the ball, still has his dribble. Behind the back to Ostrowski, cut off. Hallenbeck, foul line extended, too strong, no good. Spash gets the rebound. Vollendorf clears the boards. A two would tie it, a three would give Stevens Point the lead. Vollendorf lets the three fly for the lead. It's good! There's our first lead change of the night. Vollendorf has seven, and Spash now leads 18-17. 9:05 and counting down in the first half. Sievertson brings it up. The Evergreens will use Hallenbeck as a shooting guard in this look. Hallenbeck looks to drive in, cut off, back out. Colton Hall open for a three. Good! The Evergreens answer with a three of their own. 20-18, and there's another lead change. 8:45 to play in the first half. Smash breaks full court pressure on a bounce pass down low. Wow, he traveled, not called. Kicks back out. Wow, Gavin Heyer turned that ball over and no whistle. Heyer gets the ball back. Sievertson guards him. Evergreens are keeping Smash on the perimeter here with a two-point lead. James Jacobs over now to Bryce Pelkey. Pelkey scored in his last touch. Goes down low to Heyer, who spins and scores. Got that up over Cade Sievertson. Gavin Heyer has his first points of the night. Both Smash and the Evergreens have six players apiece who are in the scoring column. The basket ties us 2-2. Quick release. A three ball from Sievertson. He's hit back-to-back. Hallenbeck got it right over to Sievertson and two quick releases, and Cade Sievertson hits them both. 23-20 into the front court. Spash player still keeps the dribble to the corner looking to drive in. Pelkey goes back out. Under 8 minutes to play in the first half. Very entertaining first half of basketball. These teams have going at it. Three ball for Spash, too strong for Jacobs. Rebound to the Evergreens and Hallenbeck. Everest by three. They come into the front court. Hallenbeck leaves it back out. Sievertson, can he hit three in a row? No, sir, off the front of the rim. Smash gets the rebound. Vollendorf. Stevens Point wants a timeout. 7.5 to play in the first half. D.C. Everest 23, Stevens Point 20. We're back after a 30-second break on Fox Sports Radio. AM 1390, FM 93.9.
The best selection, the best people. For 100 years, M&J Marine has set the standard for sales and service, and let them prove it with a new Lund boat powered by the quality and performance of a Mercury outboard. Take a trip through their massive showroom where there's a boat show every day. The best brands and Mercury. Go boldly only at M&J Marine. Proud sponsor of DC Ever Sports, I-39, exit 181, Mosinee. You'll notice the difference. M&J Marine.
A website just for Everest fans. EverythingEvergreens.com. From Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
We are Fox Sports!
Welcome back to the DC Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. This has been a wide open first half of boys basketball. Spash has the ball out of the timeout. The Evergreens have a 23-20 lead. The Evergreens are showing zone here to see what Spash does with this. This is a 2-3 zone, and the Evergreens, who play almost exclusively man-to-man, are looking to trap in the corner. So Spash knows that. Entry pass here. This is a reach-in on Hallenbach of the Evergreens. Hallenbach reached in to try and knock the ball away from Vollendorf. No, wow, on the double team. Thought that was on Hallenbach. Instead, it's on Ebersold. Only the second team foul. Spash will inbound underneath. All the way up high. Again, 2-3 zone still for the Evergreens. It's kind of a new wrinkle. Again, Stevens Point not particularly good shooting from the outside. Almost stolen on the overplay by Colton Hall. Pass is almost thrown out of bounds. Saved by Brendan Klisch. Klisch went out of the game after a turnover earlier and is now back on the floor. Again, Spash is having trouble getting a good look at the basket against this zone. Like they're not sure what to do. They've got to hit that post player up in the seam near the foul line. And Spash hasn't gotten that figured out yet. So Spash is disorganized against the Everest 2-3 zone to the corner. Baseline contested three. It's good. That's a good stick from Vollendorf, who now has 10 points. Ties the game at 23 apiece. Hallenbach contested that. Hallenbach pull-up foul line goes back out. Colton Hall. Ebersold was open for a three. Drives in. Left-hand runner. Good. Ebersold for two. Passed up the three and got an easier shot and made it. 25-23 Evergreens, and this possession will bring us under 6 minutes. Again, Evergreens looking to trap in the backcourt. Cross-court pass. Smash cuts got called for a 10. Turned over. Evergreens defense gets a turnover. Couple of times earlier in the half, Spash was having trouble beating the 10-second count. They did not beat it there. Alex Studeman comes back into the game for the Evergreens. Ethan Ostrowski will get a breather. The Evergreens with a two-point lead get the ball right back. Yeah, Spash on their last two offensive sets didn't know what to do with the Everest zone. They did hit a three, more lucky than good. Ebersold fakes the three. Keaton Edwards back in. Ebersold without the ball to the rim. Oh, it rolled right off the rim. A miss underneath for the Evergreens. Spash comes back the other way. Evergreens are back defensively, open for a three, and the lead rounding out. No good. Brendan Klisch. Hallenbach gets the rebound. Don't blame him for taking it. He was open. Evergreens, Hallenbach running. No good. Gets his own rebound. Up and no good. Hallenbach tips it out. Goes out of bounds to Spash. Lot of contact underneath and no whistle to send Hallenbach to the free throw line. I thought he was hacked as he was going up there. Officials disagree. Spash gets the ball, trailing by two. Ball goes over to Austin Beyer. Now into the corner, rotates down low. Vollendorf got it down low. Ball is tipped up, stolen. Spash gets it right back. Colton Kielman, who's just into the game, was unable to secure it. The Spash player just lost it in front of the Everest bench. Turned over. Brendan Klisch tried to dribble that out of trouble and dribbled it onto the end line. Basketball is brought to you by the Bone and Joint Center. 50 years of keeping lives in motion, providing comprehensive orthopedic, pain management, spine, podiatry, and physical therapy services. Learn more at bonejoint.net. Yeah, Spash could have tied the game again and turned the ball over. Under five to play in the first half on this possession. Colton Kielman cross court to Keaton Edwards. Edwards and Ebersold are the bigs along the baseline, turning. Tough two for Kielman, misses it. Hallenbach gets the rebound. Over to Studeman, off the bench for a three, off the front rim, no good. Tipped alive, the Evergreens are winning the battle for the boards. Back to Keaton Edwards, down low to Studeman, he is fouled. Studeman to the free throw line. Great work on the offensive glass for the Evergreens. It gave him a couple of looks at the basket. Foul is on Evan Vollendorf. It is his first, only the team's third. And Alex Studeman shoots a pair of free throws, the first of which is good. Studeman's one of the best free throw shooters on the Everest team. It's a website just for Everest fans, everythingevergreens.com, brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Bone and Joint Center, M&J Marine, the Brainerd Funeral Home, and Abra Auto Body. Second free throw, the senior, Alex Studeman, makes them both. 27-23 Evergreens, and Spash still has to deal with full court pressure for the Evergreens. Into the front court, James Jacobs. Jacobs over to Beyer, open for a three. It's good. No one covered Beyer as the Evergreens set up half court defense, and Beyer hits the three. It's a 1-point game. 27-26. 4.5 to play in the half. Hallenbach to Keaton Edwards, who is open for a three. Edwards almost lost the ball. It's out of bounds. Loose. Picked up by Ostrowski. Saved by the Evergreens. Back out to Hallenbach. No look to Studeman. Too tall and off his hands. Turned over. So the Evergreens had the ball and a one-point lead and have just turned the ball over. Damian Seka comes in. He's got some height for Stevens Point. As Brendan Klisch comes out. Again, Spash can take the lead for just the second time in the game if they come away with points on this possession. And the Everest defense so far in the first half has shown the ability to tighten down from behind the basket in the corner. That's an impossible shot for James Jacobs. No good. Ebersol gets the rebound to Studeman. Wow, Spash trailing by one. Needed a better look at the basket than that. Here's Hallenbach, looks to drive in. Hallenbach is stripped, no whistle. Spash coming back the other way, three on three. Spash will circle it back. Open for a three, no good. Spash gets the rebound, can't secure it, goes out of bounds. Vollendorf was open for a three in transition, he missed it. And then his teammate Austin Beyer was unable to grab that in. So again, Spash with two looks at the basket to take the lead and was unable to convert either of them. Brian Hallenbach will come out for the Evergreens now. So Hallenbach's getting a break late in the first half, and Ethan Ostrowski is in. Here's Cade Sievertson to the front court. Ostrowski and Keaton Edwards and Studeman's a pretty big lineup here for the Evergreens. Ebersol, too. Cross court to Ebersol, knocked out of bounds by one of the Spash players. Austin Beyer denied that pass. Rolls all the way to the corner of the big field house here, so Logan Ebersol has to track it down and give it to the referee before we restart with the Evergreens underneath their own basket. Everest leads 27-26. Sievertson way up high. Inbounds pass is stolen. And to the rim. Wow, stepping out of bounds. Ball is loose. Turned over again. Spash with a third possession to take the lead, and they turn it over in transition. Here's Studeman to the rim, hanging, scoring! Evergreens get points after a Spash turnover. It's 29-26. Spash should be kicking themselves if they don't have the lead right now. Instead, at the three-minute mark, it's the Evergreens, 29-26. Three-point edge for Everest. Here's Steveler, goes back out, got a whistle away from the ball. This foul, I think, is on the Evergreens. One of the Everest players was trying to fight through a screen here and got called for it, Logan Ebersol. It's Ebersol's second, only the team's third. And the Evergreens will send Colton Keelman in, and Logan Ebersol will go out. Evergreens lost by 8 earlier this year to Stevens Point. They're looking to return the favor tonight, and with it, staying in first place. Spash on the perimeter, driving in, a lot of contact. Whistle, no, and the Evergreens get the rebound off the Steveler miss. Keaton Edwards clears the board. Big rebound. Spash has not gotten a lot of second chance looks. Ostrowski wanted to drive in, goes back out to Cade Sievertson. Studeman now bounce pass to Ostrowski. Baseline, he's 10 feet away, double teamed. Back out to Keaton Edwards. Spash now settles back. Zone, no man-to-man. That's Ron knocked away on a reach-in against Keaton Edwards. The foul is going to be on Bryce Pelkey of Stevens Point. Beg your pardon. James Jacobs gets called for the foul. Neither team's going to make it to the bonus before halftime. Four team fouls against Spash, three on the Evergreens. Just 2:20 left until intermission. Evergreens inbounding along their baseline to Ostrowski. Keaton Edwards up high now, Sievertson. Sievertson hit back-to-back threes before he missed the third. Got a whistle away from the basket. This is going to be on Stevens Point underneath. Spash coach not happy about it. Foul is on Austin Beyer. That is the team's fifth. And the Evergreens will inbound right in front of the parents section. Inbound here to Studeman, almost threw it out of bounds. Keaton Edwards saves. Edwards, no-look pass, bounce to the corner. Ostrowski drives in, hangs. Ostrowski along the baseline scores. Evergreens have stretched this out to a five-point lead, which ties their largest of the night. It's 31-26, and now under 2 minutes to play in the half. So a little bit of pressure on Spash to make something happen here. Ball goes back out to Steveler, cross-court. I mean, obviously, this game's going to hang in the balance in the second half. Along the baseline, Jacobs drives to the rim. He's fouled and just rolls off the rim. He'll get to the line and shoot two. Country Fresh Meat sponsors tonight's basketball game. Fresh meat from Wisconsin farms. Make Country Fresh Meat your local choice. Highways 29 and J in Weston. Colton Keelman is called for the foul. James Jacobs will shoot two, the first of which is good. Very few free throws in the first half. Stevens points 2 of 3. Keaton Edwards comes out for the Evergreens. Brian Hallenbeck, who has no fouls, come back in with 1:41 left. Brendan Clish is back in for Stevens Point. Clish has been a little turnover prone in the first half. Second free throw, James Jacobs got them both. 31-28 Evergreens, and they have the ball. Here's Brian Hallenbach walking it up. 90 seconds until halftime. Colton Kielman back out to Hallenbach. Hallenbach surveys, bounces to Ostrowski, foul line extended. Ostrowski surveys, tried to set that up for a Sievertson three. The defense closed on him quickly. Down to Kielman along the baseline. Studeman, long two, good! Alex Studeman, who now has 9 for the Evergreens, and the Evergreens are back up by 5. 1:10 until halftime. Smash is running off. It's long pass thrown out of bounds. Tried to beat the full court pressure with a lofting pass down court, and the Evergreens will get the ball back. So the Evergreens will have a chance with exactly a minute and 5 seconds left in the half to put up their biggest lead if they want to hold for one. They lead by 5, 33-28, and they have the ball. Hallenbach to the front court. Evergreens will run an offense. Hallenbach down low at the rim, scoring. Hallenbach an assist to Cade Sievertson. Evergreens by 7 now, and 50 seconds left until halftime. Full court pressure is on. Spash almost turns it over. That one out of bounds. Should be Everest ball. Oh, they got that call wrong. Oh, my goodness. The ball went off the Stevens Point player's foot, and the referee who was closest to it didn't see it. Oh, that went off Vollendorf's foot. It's right in front of the Everest parent section, who all saw it the right way. Spash will still get the ball. 44 seconds and counting down to the corner, looking to drive in as Clish. He's cut off. Goes back out now to James Jacobs. Cross court. Entry pass to Vollendorf. Vollendorf backs it back out. 30 seconds left until halftime, and Clish will pull this back out. Yeah, the Evergreens should have the ball here, and instead Stevens Point, down by 7, will look for a final shot, driving to the rim, scoring, got a basket and a foul. That's Vollendorf, who now has 12 points, will get back to the free throw line too. Beg your pardon, Stevler's basket, fouls on Ethan Ostrowski. Spash gets a 3-point play opportunity. Nate now has 7. 35-30 is the score with a free throw coming up. That's an opportunistic trip down the floor. He missed the free throw, though. The Evergreens' Colton Kielman gets the rebound. 15 seconds left, and the clock is moving. The Evergreens will hold for a final shot. It's in the hands of Brian Hallenbach. 10, 9, 8. Hallenbach splits defenders, looks to drive, pulls up. A lot of contact, missed at the rim, and that's where the half is going to end. Now the ball went out of bounds. It's going to go to the Evergreens with 1 second left. Evergreens will get the ball back to inbound this with 1 second left in the half. They'll inbound just a little bit over the half-court line. So time for an entry and then a tip. But this will count if it goes. A long three from Colton Kielman, no good. The Evergreens have led by as many as 7. The Evergreens will go to the halftime locker room leading by 5. It's 35-30. A lot of other action around the D.C. Athletic Department. We'll update you on that. And we'll give you our first half leading scores when we come back after a 3-minute break. First place is on the line, and the Evergreens lead Stevens Point at halftime, 35-30 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Club invites you to visit the concession stand and check out the latest DCE Spirit Wear. Many options available to show your Evergreen pride. All proceeds benefit DCE Junior.
Vollendorf of Spash. 15 minutes to play. Spash long outlet pass to beat the Evergreens defense. Jacobs was caught underneath the cylinder and dribbles out of trouble. Spash brings the ball back up high and resets. Austin Beyer was left alone. Foul line, round and in. Friendly touch for Austin Beyer. 7-5 Evergreens, who have not trailed in tonight's game so far. That meeting before at the Spash Fieldhouse had 7 or 8 lead changes. Streaky game. Evergreens were cold for a while. Back out. Cade Sievertson, 3. Good! Sievertson was a full stride behind the line and hits the 3. 10-5. Evergreens will help themselves if they're hot from the outside today. You need a little bit of luck to beat a good team like Stevens Point. While getting his man up in the air, Vollendorf drives to the rim, scores. Got Hallenbach up in the air with a shoulder fake, and then Vollendorf was off like a shot. Got right to the rim. 10-7. Hallenbach with the ball back. Fancy behind the back. Over to Studeman. 3 ball is in the air. Left that one short. Off the front rim. Vollendorf gets the rebound. Spash can pull within 1 with a basket here or tie with a 3. Klisch goes over to Austin Beyer. Hallenbach's on him. Over to James Jacobs. Spash works from behind the arc, driving in. That's a fast move to the rim and a left-handed score for Stevler. Stevler beats Studeman, and Studeman's one of the Evergreen's best defensive players. Fast first step there, 10-9. And now no-look pass underneath. It hits the rim and bounces back to Studeman. Studeman's pass back out, turned over. Austin Beyer. Evergreen's not good on that possession. Spash can take their first lead if they come away with points here. So the Evergreens had a 10-5 lead. The next 4 points after that go to Stevens Point. This ball is a bad pass. Hallenbach steals it away. Turnover by Klisch. Hallenbach to the rim, scores. Yeah, Spash needed something better out of that. That's a possession where they could have taken the lead. Instead, they turned the ball over. 12-9, Everest. That ball's knocked out of bounds. Good Everest defense. Hallenbach got a hand in there. It's out off the Evergreens. First substitutions come into the game. Gavin Heyer, a junior, comes in, and Brendan Klisch, who turned the ball over a moment ago, goes out. Evergreens put in Colton Hall, and Studeman, with one foul early, will go out. 12-9. Spash can tie with a three. They've got the ball here. Austin Byard looking to drive in. Stevler goes back out. Thought about that Gavin Heyer three and said Heyer drives in. Spash settling for a two. Nope. Pull that ball down. Here's a fading away two. Good for Stevler, who now has 5 points to lead Spash. 12-11. Long outlet pass to Keaton Edwards. Extra pass to Colton Hall, who scores. Keaton Edwards knew that Colton Hall was on the weak side. Evergreens beat Stevens Point pressure with a long pass down court. Spash may keep the press off for the rest of the night after how easily the Evergreens beat that. 14-11. Spash into the front court, beating the Everest pressure back out. Thinking about the three is Beyer. Looks to drive in. Cut off. Goes back out. Fast-moving game, 12 minutes to play. Back out three to tie. Halfway down, no good for Austin Beyer. Ball is kicked out of bounds to the Evergreens. So at the 12-minute mark, the Evergreens maintain their lead. Spash could have tied with that three that looked good, then rimmed out. Yeah, Spash has the full-court press off after the Evergreens broke it easily the last time. Hallenbach brings it up to Ostrowski. Now here's Keaton Edwards. Edwards over the top to Ostrowski. He's double-teamed down low. Back out to Colton Hall. Keaton Edwards moving without the ball to the rim. Misses. Edwards gets his own rebound. Stripped away. Spash comes back with the basketball. Evergreen should have had a second-chance look had it stripped underneath. Jacobs for Stevens Point. Back out to Stevler. Drives in. Hangs at the rim. Too strong. A lot of English. Spun off the back bracket. And Studeman with a long rebound all the way down court to Keaton Edwards. Edwards to Hallenbach, low blocks. Hallenbach has pressure, back out. Sievertson, three, too strong. Off the back of the rim. Rebound to Stevens Point, one and done. Vollendorf cleared the boards. Still 14-11. Both teams traded misses at either end. Down low, over Keaton Edwards. Up and in is James Jacobs. 14-13. Evergreens will take a timeout. We'll take one, too. 11:05 left in the first half. Evergreens 14, Spash 13. Back after a 30-second break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.